Maureen Dowd's Republican brother celebrates Trump win in New York Times column. By Olivia Rondo on November 28, 2024. Anti-Trump New York Times columnist Maureen Dowd has published her Republican brother's annual Thanksgiving Day opinion, and he is very happy with this year's election results. Dowd, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, said she is often accused of secretly penning the conservative-leaning column that she hands over to her brother each Thanksgiving, but assured readers that Kevin is very real and, this year, very excited. Beginning with "My sister told me not to gloat." Kevin said that the Democrat Party deserves a giant helping of crow since President-elect Donald Trump's astounding comeback victory in the face of the racist and Hitler smears. Somehow this racist dictator was able to assemble a new coalition of black, Hispanic, middle class and working class voters, he wrote. Maybe it's because nobody wants to live in the kind of country that the Biden-Harris administration and its leftist bedfellows were creating. Pointing to the complete lack of border security under President Joe Biden and Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Kevin opined that even people in blue America don't like it when their groceries cost more and they feel less safe. In his 2022 Thanksgiving column, Kevin was all but completely done with Trump, calling him radioactive to Republicans after the party did not do so well during the midterm election. His effectiveness has passed, he argued at the time. His perspective has since shifted, he said on Thursday morning. I must admit I had misgivings about Trump and his election denial after January 6th. But Nancy Pelosi's hijacking of the House's special investigating committee shifted my perspective, Kevin wrote this year. There was no world in which Trump could have come out of that committee without being scarred. So why did she have to overreach? It didn't seem fair. And the ensuing lawfare waged against him only strengthened my support for him, and my feeling that there was nothing the opposition wouldn't do to get him. Tearing into media coverage of the president-elect, he called it wildly slanted and said that it caused viewers to distrust legacy media and turn to people like Joe Rogan for their news, which helped Trump while Vice President Kamala Harris evaded his show. Calling Harris a terrible candidate, Kevin stated that the conga line of celebrities her campaign relied on couldn't obscure that fact. He went on to say that the election results mean that the Senate needs to weed out some of the more troublesome of Trump's cabinet picks, but a return to common sense is now possible. Biden and Harris have left a huge mess. Trump is the right choice to fix it. There are things he can do right away to make a difference, Kevin wrote. But no matter how maddening Trump can be, he said the country needs him. As I ease into my twilight years, I want to thank Trump for letting me sleep safely and soundly again, Kevin wrote. On the day after the election, Maureen Dowd lamented how all the misogynistic things, the racist things, the crude things, the undemocratic things, Trump has said and done don't negate his appeal to millions of voters. When she shared Kevin's column, titled "My Brother is Doing the Trump Dance," with her social media followers, liberals responded with the predictable backlash. Wow, your brother drank the Fox News Kool-Aid. Thank him for dampening my Thanksgiving. May God bless you this Thanksgiving if you are surrounded by Trump dancers, one ex-user wrote. How do you and the Times print this shit? Another disgruntled reader said.